This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States will send nearly 3,000 extra troops to Poland and Romania to reinforce Eastern Europe NATO allies in the face of what Washington describes as a Russian threat to invade Ukraine, U.S. officials said Wednesday. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said the moves are signs to reassure NATO allies that the U.S. stands ready to deter and defend against any aggression.
It's important that we send a strong signal to Mr. Putin and, frankly, to the world that NATO matters to the United States. It matters to our allies. And we have ironclad Article 5 commitments. An attack on one is an attack on all.
Russia, for its part, signaled it was in no mood for compromise by mocking Britain, calling Prime Minister Boris Johnson, quote, utterly confused, end quote. Moscow has built up more than 100,000 troops near Ukraine's borders. It denies any plan to invade its neighbor, but says it could take unspecified military measures if its demands are not met, including a promise by NATO never to admit Kiev. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the U.S. and its allies of ignoring Russia's top security demands, but also said Moscow is willing to talk more about easing tensions over Ukraine. Putin's comments were his first on the standoff in more than a month. Ukraine is preparing to approve Bridget Brink as the new U.S. ambassador to Ukraine after receiving a request from Washington. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said, according to Interfax Ukraine Wednesday. Brink would be the first permanent U.S. ambassador to Kiev since Marie Yovanovitch, who was disparaged by then-President Donald Trump and abruptly recalled from Ukraine in 2019. Brink is currently ambassador to Slovakia. This is VOA News. The detained founder of the right-wing Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, will be moved to Washington, D.C. to await trial on charges of seditious conspiracy for his alleged role in the January 6, 2021 assault on the U.S. Capitol, a federal judge ruled Wednesday. Rhodes' attorneys had asked the U.S. District Judge to permit Rhodes to stay in Texas, saying it would be too burdensome for them to have to travel back and forth to Washington to prepare for his trial, scheduled for July 11th. Rhodes is the most high-profile of the more than 725 supporters of then-President Donald Trump charged for their roles in storming the Capitol in a failed bid to block Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's election. The president of global television network CNN, Jeff Zucker, said he is resigning. In a staff memo, he acknowledged that during the investigation into Chris Cuomo's tenure at CNN, he lied about a consensual relationship with a close colleague, one he was required to disclose when it began. Chris Cuomo, the brother of former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, was fired late last year after allegations of sexual harassment. International banks can transfer money to Afghanistan for humanitarian purposes, and aid groups are allowed to pay teachers and healthcare workers at state-run institutions without fear of breaching sanctions on the Taliban, the United States said Wednesday. The U.S. Treasury Department offered guidance on sanctions exemptions issued in September and December for humanitarian work in Afghanistan, where the United Nations says more than half the country's 39 million people suffer extreme hunger, and the economy, education, and social services are facing collapse. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres last week warned Afghanistan was hanging by a thread. Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz began a surprise visit to Bahrain Wednesday, his spokesperson said. Israeli media reported he would sign a memorandum of understanding with the Gulf nation, which normalized relations with Israel in 2020. Turkish warplanes struck suspected Kurdish insurgent positions in Iraq and Syria early Wednesday in a new aerial offensive that Ankara said aimed to protect Turkey's borders from terrorist threats. The airstrikes killed at least four people, a Britain-based war monitoring group reported, and drew condemnation from U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters, who said the attack came days after the Kurdish-led forces in Syria battled Islamic State group militants. A Turkish Defense Ministry statement said the warplanes and drones hit 80 targets, including shelters, caves, ammunition depots, and training camps in northern Iraq and northern Syria. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.